You might be saying to yourself at this moment, weren't there 8 Beatitudes? And didn't Jesus speak on the mountain? And if you were reading Matthew's Gospel, you'd be right. But today we're reading Luke's Gospel, which is a little bit different. And the reason for that is quite simple. Matthew was speaking to middle-class Jewish people who were not poor in material things. They were just spiritually poor. While Luke is speaking to Gentiles who were both poor materially and spiritually. So we have different people that are being addressed, and so the message seems to be a little bit different. But what Jesus came to do and what we're learning from the gospel is really the same thing, no matter which version we read. You might want to go home today and read Matthew's version and just dwell on that a little bit. But when Jesus came to earth, he came to fulfill the law. We were given the Ten Commandments, which tells us more about do's and don'ts. We hear that quite often. But Jesus came and showed us how to live the law, how to put it in practice in our everyday lives. 2 weeks ago, we had that clothing drive, the warming of garments that we brought for the people that need help this winter. And your response was very great. Your response was overwhelming, in fact. If you looked at those great big boxes that we had at the different entrances of the church, you would see that they were overflowing. And in the room next to Vincentian Hall, there were bags of clothes and blankets all over the place. And so that is the way we live the gospel, the heart of the gospel. And I'm sure many people thank you for your generosity. But when we look at the word blessed, we often think of the word happy. But let's replace the word happy or blessed with remember. And we would say, remember those who are poor, or remember those who weep, or those who have nothing to eat. And so when we remember, we're called to act. And that's just what you did. When we think of the word blessed or happy, what does the world think about what makes us happy? The world wants us to think in the words of in the ways of the material world, and those things that we might collect or spend our money on, those kinds of things, but that's not what makes us happy. And so let us listen and reflect on the dying words of the billionaire Steve Jobs as he laid in his hospital bed. I have reached the summit of success in business, in the business world. In the eyes of others, my life is a success. However, aside from my work, I had little joy. In the end, wealth is just a fact that I am used to. At this moment, lying on my hospital bed, remembering my whole life, I realize that all the gratitude and wealth in which I took so much pride has vanished and become meaningless in the face of imminent death. You can hire someone to drive your car or make money for you, but it's impossible to hire someone to deal with sickness and to die for you. Material things lost can be found, but there is one thing when lost that can never be found, your life. Whatever stage of life you are currently in, with time, we will face it the day that the curtain closes. Love your family, spouse, and friends. Treat them right. Cherish them. As we get older and wiser, we slowly realize that wearing a $300 or $30 watch both give the same time. Whether we have a $300 or $30 wallet, the amount inside is the same. Whether we drive a $500,000 car or a $30,000 car, the road and the distance are the same, and we arrive at the same destination. That we drink a bottle of wine at $1,000 or $10, the hangover is the same. That the house we live in is 300 or 3,000 square feet, the loneliness is the same. You will realize that your true inner happiness does not come from material things of this world. Whether you travel first class or economic class, if the plane crashes, you crash with it. Therefore, I hope you realize when you have friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends, brothers and sisters with whom you argue, laugh, talk, sing, talk about the north, the south, the east, or the west, or heaven and earth, this is real happiness, an indisputable fact of life. Don't educate your kids to be rich. Educate them to be happy, so that when they grow up, they will know the value of things, not the price. Steve Jobs wavered in his belief if there was a God or there was an afterlife. But at least towards the end of his life, he did realize what happiness on earth was like. And hopefully he met Jesus and knows what happiness is like in heaven. But Jesus is the way to true happiness. And in order to attain that happiness, we certainly have to get rid of those things in our heart and replace them with the things that God wants us to do, with the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There was a football coach who once said, "If you want to be happy for an hour, eat a steak. If you want to be happy for a day, play golf. If you want to be happy for a week, go on a cruise. If you want to be happy for life, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ." And so let us all strive for the happiness that Jesus wants for us here on earth and in eternity.